Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. We are hosting F2A Sectional 39. We welcome you to today's education-based school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, game one. Only going to be one game tonight. F2A Sectional 39. And tonight will feature the Tipton Blue Devils and the Elwood Panthers. That's kind of uncommon, but Blue Devils are going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard because Mr. Neidig pulled out the Blue Devil ping pong first, then the Elwood Panther ping pong second. That makes the Blue Devils visiting team on the scoreboard, and the Elwood Panthers will be the home team here at Tipton High School. Well, mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Mention the officials are going to meet with the captains right now. They're shaking hands. The officials, the captains, team, to get the lowdown right now, talk about the ball game. Sure everything works in kosher. Have a good, solid ball game with no emotions into it except for the elation of the game. Next, a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. F2A, sectional 39, 7 in this sectional, and then we'll get to those in the Elwood part of the pregame. We'll mention right here at Tipton High School, M capacity is 3,000 feet. That's a lot of folks. Folks on hand are still filling up the gym. And we'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. But the director is Mr. Corey Fernung. He's working overtime tonight, probably all week. Mentioned the assistant AD, middle school athletic department. Director is Alex Weddle. He's also on the Tipton bench, is a coach. And the athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Mr. Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web is centathletics.com. They were the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 9 teams. Season finished like this. At number one, it was Tipton. They won in 2 presently. Lafayette Central Catholic at number 2. 18-8 presently. Twin Lakes Indians at number 3, 17-6. And at number 4, Hamilton Heights. Only 10 wins, 13 losses. Followed up by Western Panthers, Lafayette Red Devils, Central Bison, Northwestern Tigers, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Again, remind you, Tipton Blue Devils are currently 21 wins, 2 losses this season. Did win the Hoosier Conference. That outright, they defeated Central Catholic at Central Catholic. Coach for Tipton, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins working in year number 5, Tipton High School. 85 wins, 85 losses. Working in year number 43 for all. 582 wins, 394 losses. It's the winner of this contest play the Eastern Comets Friday night at 6 o'clock start right here at Tipton High School. And we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Elwood Panthers. Wood Panthers back home. They have a school of team capacity, I should mention, 3,100. Mentioned their enrollment. Floor is 410, 2A sectional 39 right here at Tipton High School. The sectional presently is Tipton. Washington Blue Devils, they're currently 21-2. The Wood Panthers win 15 losses. Taylor Titans, team wins 8 losses. Blackford Bruins, team wins 10 losses. Madison Grant Argyle, 6 wins, 16 losses. Brook Panthers, 6 wins, 16 losses. Eastern Comets, 12 wins, 11 losses. Principal at Elwood Panther High School is Miss Heather Anderson. Athletic director, he's also the basketball coach, Mr. Ryan Van Skaya. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. I'm thankful. That's Amber Stalee. Remind you, Elwood High School is located at 1137 North 19th Street, Elwood, Indiana, 46036. Dial them up by telephone at 765-952-9884. On the web, it's elwoodpanthers.net for the colors red and royal blue. Perform in the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference made up of 8 teams. Finished like this. Number 1, Frankston Eagles finished 6-1. Number 2, Mississinawa. Mississinawa finished at 6-1. Kill at number 3 finished at 5-2. Alexandria Tigers finished at 4-3. Put up by the Blackford Bruins. Madison Grant Argyle. Wood Panthers, Eastbrook Panthers. We'll remind you, Elwood Panthers are currently win 15 losses on the season. And it's the CIC Conference at 1-6. Head coach, working in year number 2, Elwood High School, Mr. Ryan Van Skaya. 16 wins, 32 losses in his second season. Overall, he's a 5-year varsity basketball coach. 52 wins, 58 losses. Talk a little bit about this, the sectional and how it pans out right here. Benton Tipton sectional. These are teams that will be playing only the one game tonight. Blue Devils and the Elwood Panthers. As mentioned, Tipton is at the top of the bracket. 21-2 makes them the visiting team scoreboard. This game's slated to start at 7 p.m. on February 27th, Tuesday evening. With Panthers, 8 wins, 15 losses, they'll be the home team where the White. And we'll also mention tomorrow night will be 2 ball games, February 28th. Game 1 will start at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Wednesday. It'll be Taylor Titans, 15-8. Against Blackford, the Blackford Bruins, 13-10. Here would be the visiting team, Blackford, the home team. Second game tomorrow night, 28, 7:30 estimated start time. Madison Grant Argyle will be the visiting team, 6 wins, 16 losses, go against the Eastbrook Panthers. But this be the home team, and they are also 6 wins, 16 losses. Friday night, the Eastern Comets will be here. They drew the bye, and they'll play the 6 o'clock game, March the 1st. And they're currently 12 wins, 11 losses. Play the winner of this game here on Tuesday, Tipton Wood Tech. So that'll be Eastern and one of these two teams here tonight. They'll play Friday night at 6. Then at 7:30 on Friday night, the winner of the Taylor-Blackford game team will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. And the home team, either Madison Grant or Eastbrook. So that is who will play on Friday night. Semifinals. And then the two winners on the semifinals will come back Saturday night at 7:30. First the second championship game, the Tipton sectional. Some Class 2A sectional, 39. As we said all that, sectional 39 winner will play in the regional against the Alexandria winner. We'll mention in the Alexandria sectional. Chester. Alexandria, Exxon, Nancy Burris, Bahani, Pell, and Monroe Central. So those teams will go at it in sectional 40. And then the winner of 39 and the winner of 40 will play in the regional. Quite sure where that game will take place. Time. So those teams, you mentioned the Blue Devils, are in a huddle in front of their bench. A minute and 30 seconds left in the pregame. And they're playing the rock and roll music right here. A lot of folks enjoying the festivities. And Blue Devils wearing the blue uniforms with the white numerals. And the Panthers wearing the white uniforms with the red numerals. They're getting ready for basketball. We're getting ready for the national anthem. Officials are ready to go. And we'll mention moving about here in a moment. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference basketball sectional taking place. We'll talk about that in a bit. Talk about the Elwood Panthers Central Indiana Conference and how that's coming out. Talk about that in a little bit. So we're going to stand. Everybody's going to stand at attention. Get ready for the national anthem. Public address. Should be everybody going to stand as the clock empties out. 22 seconds. A lot of folks here. Been through this before. Elwood and Tipton. We get together annually. Several sports. We have a Memorex, I do believe. We'll see. Clamp and here comes the buzzer. And everyone standing at attention and are greeted by the public address. So, everybody standing at attention. We'll set this down. National anthem, if you couldn't hear it, that was Lee Greenwood. Greenwood, what a voice. We'll mention the starting lineups. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils will start like this, wearing number 3, 6'6" junior, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, 6'2" junior, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12, 6'4" senior, Ryan Tracy. And wearing number 23, a 6-foot senior, Jackson Money. And the non-starters, number 2, freshman, Nolan. Number 4, senior, Gavin Hare. Number 15, senior, Drake Johnson. Number 20, sophomore, Nick Nasser. Number 21, junior, Landon Spidell. Number 22, junior, Oliver Calloway. Number 33, junior, Sam Hummerkauf. Number 40, sophomore Jace Clark. And number 44, freshman Grayson McFall. The head coach for the Blue Devils, pitcher Cliff Hawkins. Now the starting lineup for the Elwood Panthers. Panthers will start like this. Wearing number 5, 6'2" junior, Jaden Mullins. Wearing number 10, senior, Xavier Davenport. Wearing number 15, 6' senior, Bo Brandon. Wearing number 22, 6' senior, Jackson Blackford. Wearing number 30, 6'4", James Ward. Now the non-starters for the Elwood Panthers. Number 12, senior Isaac Tassis. Wearing number 13, sophomore Cam Galehos. Wearing number 14, sophomore Corbin Level. Wearing number 24, sophomore Peyton Etchison. Wearing number 33, sophomore Bryce Schuler. Wearing number 34, senior Caden Sullivan. Wearing number 42, sophomore Jacob Bell. And wearing number 44, sophomore Ethan Cassis. The coach for Elwood is Ryan Skyock. Jumping up right now, it's going to be number 3 for Tipton. Carpenter, 6'6". He's going to jump it up. Number 30, James Ward, senior, 6'4" for Elwood. Here comes the whistle, 6:59 p.m. Ups is good, tip to the backcourt, picked up by Nolan Swan. To the front court, Jackson Money, well behind the arc, double team. So deep in the front court, the Carpenter, we're getting Sam quickly. We're going back to Money, I should say Ryan Trace. Now we're going back to the right side behind the arc, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, ball rims out. A touch, ball went out of bounds by the Elwood Panthers. Going to be brought in right at the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan, Jackson Money, give it right back to Nolan Swan to try a three from the corner. Couldn't get it. Rebound out of there. Fought for and finally picked up James Ward of Elwood. And to the timeline. To the timeline, a pass across the timeline to James Ward. From the corner with it, that's number 5, Jaden Mullins. Going to be a whistle. I think that back is going to be an out-of-bounds play. He stepped on the sideline. There's Elwood going to give the ball back to Tipton. To the timeline is Grady Carpenter. He'll work a right side well behind the arc. Sam Quigley. Mulcini will pick up the dribble. He'll bounce it. Going to be kicked out of bounds. Good reflexes there by Elwood. 15, Bo Brandon. The ball back to Tipton. To the backcourt slightly. Nolan Swan have been across the timeline. We're going to get him. 6'4", James Ward. Side the arc, 3-point shot, rims out. Sam Quigley. Rebound Elwood. Free Chan going to be a jump ball. The ball down. That was Tim Xavier Davenport. Brought down where Ryan Tracy, Grady Carpenter, his chin grabs the basketball. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Elwood. They'll bring it to the timeline to pass it across. 15, Bo Brandon. Brandon double team, tipped away, now stolen by Tim Quigley in the backcourt. It'll work across the timeline. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down underneath. Ryan Tracy. To the corner. Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Left corner baseline, the 3-0 contest. Minute 18 seconds to get the first points on the board. To the front court. Passing it away right there, Xavier Davenport. Back out top to move the basketball, Bo Brandon. Back to Ward, now back out top. They'll bounce it in. Free throw line, lost the handle. Hit it back, that's number 5, Eden Mullins. They'll work it again in the front court. With the basketball. Guard the basketball, Grady Carpenter. They go to the corner with it. 22, Jackson Blackford, pass it out. Shot behind the arc, and ball goes out of bounds. Could be brought back in here in the front court by Elwood. Number 10, Xavier Davenport. Jaden Mullins, they'll work it back around. Lost the handle, now Davenport has the basketball. And the arc, being guarded there by Ryan Tracy. Back to James Ward outside. Back pedal dribble, he'll get it back to guard Xavier Davenport. Left side behind the arc, 22, Jackson Blackford dribble and pick up a screen from Jaden Mullins. Mullins comes out, gets the basketball, being guarded there by Nolan Swan. Out top, the count being administered, he'll pass out of it. 10, Xavier Davenport, spin move at the throw line. He'll tip it back out in the hands, off the glass, and good. Credit the bucket. Jaden Mullins for Elwood. 52 contest. 5.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Long three-point shot to Carpenter. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Fought for and finally picked up by James Ward. And in from backcourt, there's Jackson Blackford. Now back to Tim Xavier Davenport. Picked up there by Tim Quigley. He reaches in, steals the basketball. Behind the back, he'll bounce it down low. Going to go off the glass, a little bit underneath, too far. Ryan Tracy, he gets the layup. 5 minutes left. Ball's in the backcourt, a dribble across. That's Tim Xavier Davenport. Go back to Jackson Blackford. He works at right side behind the arc and dribble back in. Picking up the basketball early. Get it back. They're going reverse layup. Good. Trent Bucket, Elwood Panther, number 10. Xavier Davenport. Wood in front, 4-3. We're getting the front court. Blue Devils. Right side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Jackson Money out top now. Quigley. To the baseline for Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble. Working against him is Jaden Mullen. Outside the arc, three-point shot good. Jackson Money for three. Four contest. Blue Devils by two. 4:15 left here in the first quarter. Dribble across the timeline. Working to get across, Xavier Davenport does pass it across. Number 15, Bo Brandon. Bring back to Jackson Blackford. Now back to Jackson Blackford working around the perimeter. An elbow. Going to dribble his way back in. James Ward, two-point shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Tried to go back up with it. Really stripped here by Ryan Tracy. Picked up by the Blue Devils in the backcourt. Jackson Money to Nolan Swan. To work it down low to Ryan Tracy. Pretty swift pass. Lost the handle. Out of bounds, going to belong to Elwood. For seven in the ballgame, we're going to see Tipton Blue Devils. They won late in Spidell. Going to breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy. 6-4 contest. Blue Devils by two. 40 left here in the first quarter. Front court with the basketball. Dribble 15, Bo Brandon. Take a baseline jumper. Couldn't get it. Rebound, put back. Blackford couldn't get it, but he'll shoot two. 22, Jackson Blackford, senior, foot, got the rebound. He's going to shoot two at the foul stripe. First foul in the ballgame, going to be whistled against Tipton. Jackson Money, he has one. 22, Jackson Blackford at the stripe. First shot up and good. 6-5 contest. Devils by one. Jackson Blackford will get one more. Halfway through the season, Blackford shooting 79% after 13 games. Shot rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, James Ward for Elwood. Couldn't get the rebound shot to go. Got his own rebound back up. Couldn't get the second shot to go. Finally, the ball knocked loose. Jaden Mullins. And they're going to work to the front court. Nolan Swan, and we'll get down low. One lane is Fidel. Fidel's going to be absorb a foul in the paint. Going to absorb a foul in the paint. And then the foul's going to be with him on 23. Take that back. It's going to be on 22. Jackson Blackford. Ball's going to be brought in. The baseline brought in by Nolan Swan. Loose pass to Jackson. And he wouldn't go. Rebound Elwood. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. 6-5. Tipton by one. Word at elbow. Right side, going to bounce it down low. We're going to go up to the layup. It's going to be a reach-in foul. It's going to be whistled on Tipton. Nolan Swan going to have first foul in the contest. Two on the Blue Devils here in the first quarter. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 12, Ryan Tracy. Tracy going to check in. He's going to give a breather. For five, Sam Quigley. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. He's triggered in by Xavier Davenport. Looking to get it in, he'll pass it to the backcourt. Picked up there by Bo Brandon, number 15. Goes across the timeline. Where to get him? Jackson Money. The right side to the corner. Jaden Mullins, where's number 5? He'll dribble in. Back out top. They're moving around the perimeter. Jackson Blackford, crossover dribble. Pretty good dribbling exhibition for Blackford. He can get the ball back to Xavier Davenport. Side arc now on the dribble. Spin move at the elbow. And the basketball up. That was Ward. They work it down to Xavier Davenport. They're working underneath the basket. Two-point bucket good. Number 5, Jaden Mullins. 30-second timeout. 2:23 left. The first quarter. Wood takes a one-point advantage. Seven, six, and we'll mention you, coverage, Blue Devil basketball, and Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com for updates on games and results. Follow at Michelle_Garman on X, the at symbol, Michelle, two L's, _Garman, X, formerly known as Twitter. Will be brought in backcourt, Blue Devils, Nolan Swan, DeCarper, he'll walk it to the timeline, picked up at half court by Jaden Mullins. Now double team picked up by Ward. Back left side on the dribble is Ryan Tracy. Back on the arc, Grady Carpenter. To pass it out top, Nolan Swan will dribble inside the paint. The ball out there, it's tipped and intercepted. Picked up by Elwood, Jaden Mullins. Jaden Mullins going to get some instructions from Coach Skyock. They're going to work to the front bar. Court ball skipped away. Jackson Blackwood lost the handle. Picked up by Grady Carpenter with the steal in the backcourt. And Grady Carpenter is going to absorb a foul in the backcourt from the double team. The whistle was foul on Elwood. Elwood 22, Jackson Blackwood picked up his second foul here in the first quarter. And Spidell going to take a breather back in the ballgame for Tipton. Junior, 6'2", 5, Sam Quigley. 1:42 on the game clock. Front court, Jackson Money. Side, Nolan Swan back to Jackson. Right side, Quigley. Point shot up, wouldn't go. Tipped off the hands, couldn't hold it. Jaden Mullen along to Tipton in the front court. In a breather is 22, Jackson Blackford. He has two fouls. Take a breather in the ballgame for him, for Elwood. Team, M. Gallegos. The corner, three-point shot in the air, good. Nolan Swan. Swan for three. Blue Devils go up by 2, 9-7. 1:23 on the game clock. Pass to the front court. A dribble out top. Bo Brandon. The right side. Bringing the basketball around. Gallejo. Now back out top. James Ward. Xavier Davenport. We're going to get him out of the circle there. Sam Quigley. Nearly a steal by Jackson Money. They'll get the ball back to James Ward. Back behind the arc. Picked up by Ryan Tracy. Left side behind the arc around the perimeter on the dribble. Once again, Tim Gallegos, number 13, just entered the ballgame. Jackson Blackford with two fouls. 8 seconds left. Elbow. Right side to work the ball back around. Working back around Xavier Davenport. Now on top, James Ward. Back to Gallegos. He's going to dribble in. 35 seconds left. Steal. Pass will be stolen by Nolan Swan. His pass is stolen right back. Xavier Davenport, he couldn't get the layup. It'll be a foul in the backcourt, in which the list on Elwood. Aiden Mullins trying to guard Nolan Swan. That's quite a tough task. Guard a gentleman like a Nolan Swan with his dribbling abilities. Fouls whistled on 5. Jaden Mullins, he has one. She fouled number 3. 23 seconds left. Quarter. Freddie Carpenter in the front court. Hand off the basketball, Sam Quigley. Back on the left side, Nolan Swan, now back to Grady. From the corner with it, Jackson Money, he'll spin around. He'll back out Grady Carpenter with 8 seconds left. Deep in the front court. Dribble in the paint. Grady Carpenter, floater in the paint, got the bucket in the first quarter, is going to empty out. Shot the buzzer, almost went, wasn't going to count. At the end of one quarter of play, and Blue Devils 11, Wood Panthers 7. Attention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. The diamond, gold, silver, etc. Stop in and visit Jewelers downtown Tipton to the Diana Theater. Located at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 46072. Reach them by telephone, 765-759720. Their number is 765-675-9720. Hope, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, but on Saturday, 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Second buzz and sound. Here comes the second quarter. That was going to happen with the alternate possession arrow. 8 minutes on the game clock, going to be triggered in. Half court adjacent from the scorer's bench. Quigley back court slightly. Grady Carpenter across the sideline, a pass at left side. Side court line. Quigley back out top center circle. Nolan Swan. Double team. He'll dribble out of it. Baseline to Ryan Tracy. Back out top to work the basketball around. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. The Elwood Panther fans thought it might have been off of Jackson Money. He got his hands back in time. Off of Elwood Panther. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter. Going to get it in. Does. Jackson Money in the corner. Back out top. But we're getting inside. Nolan Swan, a nice pass down low to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter off the glass in the paint for two. In seven, Blue Devils by six. Just begun the second quarter. 7:25 left in the front court. James Ward, Elwood. Started with a jump pass. Igor Davenport, which is off. Jaden Mullins' three-point shot wouldn't go. Down Tipton. Across the timeline, it's Grady Carpenter. Working right corner, Sam Quigley. So look at the Jackson Money, the paint, you're working down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket. Ryan Tracy, good find from Jackson Money. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Called by the Elwood Panthers. 7:03 left here in the quarter, 6:15, Wood 7. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by Jim Dandy. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant, that's in Tipton and Noblesville. Always looking forward to each visit, feeling like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Also mentioned, remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away from a Jim Dandy menu. Calling your name. And from the backcourt. Wood Panthers. Across the timeline. Dave Mullins going to work it back and forth. Xavier Davenport. He'll pass across the timeline. Team Bo Brandon. I'm shot in the paint. Jackson Blackford back in the ballgame. The shot wouldn't go. Cherum's high goes out of bounds in the corner. A little last touch by Elwood. Devil's going to bring it in from the side court deep. The backcourt is going to be Jackson Money. Going to inbound the basketball. Grady Carpenter. 6:45 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Just one game tonight. Elwood and Tipton. Going to be tipped away and stolen in the front court. Carpenter gives up the basketball to James Ward. They pass across the timeline. Jaden Mullins. Back to Xavier Davenport being guarded there by Jackson Money. A pass left side behind the arc. Jaden Mullins. They're working out top. Jackson Blackman. Get around the perimeter. 15. Bo Brandon. He's going to dribble in. Elbows. Right side. Ball back to Jaden Mullins. Bring it back around. Bo Brandon. Down low to Mullins. Mullins wanted to go up with a shot. The foul occurred prior to the jump. Call this out of bounds. Mullins going to absorb the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on number three, Grady Carpenter. He has one. That's the first foul. Here in the second quarter for either team. They're working left side baseline jumper, James Ward. Rims out long, would go. Rebound, Nolan Swan, a dribble across the timeline. Pulled in the paint, coast to coast, off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Elwood, 22, Jackson Blackford. In from the backcourt. 10, Xavier Davenport on the dribble, we're going to get him. Sam Quigley. Look at right side, Jackson Blackford. We're going to get him, it's Grady Carpenter. Dish off, now he's going to drive baseline. The glass, two-point shot wouldn't go. Brandon, that was Bo Brandon. Rebound, ball came down, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nolan Swan. Belongs to Elwood underneath their own bucket. Right on the baseline, he'll be brought in by Xavier Davenport. Looking to get it in, looking, going to bounce it in the paint. Ball goes out of bounds, tough pass to handle. About 6-8 feet away, that was Bo Brandon. Grab it, goes out of bounds, and belongs to Tipton. Brought in from the backcourt. Sam Quigley, now Grady Carpenter. The timeline back to Quigley. with the left side behind the arc. Three-point shot is good. Nolan Swan for three. 18-7. Blue Devils by 11. 23 on the game clock. To the timeline. And we're back to Jackson. You're going to get it back underneath. Two-point bucket, good. Nice give and go. Jaden Mullen, the beneficiary of a two-point shot in the paint. Then we're back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. First shot wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Back up and in. Two-point bucket for Carpenter. 20-9. Back to an 11-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:56 on the game clock. In the front court, the basketball Xavier Davenport. Elwood. Now Jackson Blackford. Back to Bo Brandon. They'll work it in. Elbow right side. James Ward. He'll back pedal dribble out near the center circle. Back around to 15. Bo Brandon being guarded there by Sam Quick. And now double team Nolan Swan. At the right side, Jackson Blackford works it down low to James Ward. Couldn't handle a basketball. Goes out of bounds. It belonged to Tipton. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to send in the ball game. It's going to be number 4. Senior, 6'2". Evan Hare, taking a breather, is Jackson Money. 4.5 minutes left. Ball's going to be brought across the timeline at a walk pace. Grady Carpenter, deep in the front court. To the left side, bounce pass, gets the ball back from Stan Quigley. To the right side, Nolan Swan, he'll drive, goes baseline. Fish off. Two-point bucket, good. Gavin Hare for two. Grab the assist. Nolan Swan, 22-11. 15-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 0-5 left. We're in the second quarter. Out top of the basketball, they moved around the perimeter. And two, Jackson Blackford. Out top, Xavier Davenport. Corner, James Ward. He'll bounce it back out. 15, Bo Brandon. Brandon on the dribble. Left side, Jackson Blackford. Dish down. Baseline drive, Xavier Davenport. This shot wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. James Ward. Two-point bucket for Ward. 22-11. Blue Devils by 11. 3:33 left here in the second quarter. Front court with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Court skip pass to the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Sam Quigley. Rebound to Davenport of Elwood. He'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. He'll work it there in the center circle. He'll bring it back out across the point line. That's James Ward picks up his dribble. Down low inside in the paint. Point bucket wouldn't go. That was Jaden Mullen. Down Grady Carpenter. Front court, long, three-point shot for Swan, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Xavier Davenport. Davenport, 6-foot senior, climbed the ladder and working to the front court with the basketball. Blackford, a Jackson Blackford, now to Xavier. Xavier being guarded by Sam Quigley. Moves it right side, gets the ball back. Moves to James Ward, double team. Ward, reach in, they're going to get the ball loose. It's going to be contained there. He'll retain possession. James Ward. Out top, number 22, Jackson Blackford. 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Bounce it in. Ball tipped away. It might be a steal in the backcourt. Sam Quigley with some good effort. Couldn't get the ball. It's going to be back across the timeline. Bo Brandon. Beside Jackson Blackford. Going to dribble in. Two-point bucket. Baseline drive. A bucket off the pass. Xavier Davenport for two. 22-13. 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Third baseline. 3-point shot going to go. Quigley, rebound putback is good by Ryan Tracy. 1:52 left. Here in the second quarter. 24-13. Blue Devils by 11. And in the front court. Back James Ward. Lost his dribble. He'll bounce it back out. Aiden Mullins now out top. Jackson Blackford back to Mullins. Well, they get it to Xavier Davenport. He'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Now putback wouldn't go. James Ward and Xavier Davenport came from out of bounds. Touched the basketball. Tried to save it. Had not been established in the front court. Say in the front court. Yeah, Elwood. Going to bring the ball in from the back court. Blue Devils. 1:32 on the game clock. 24-13. Devils by 11. Carpenter in front court. He'll take the double team. He'll pass out of it. Ryan Tracy. Jackson Money back to Tracy. Back to Grady. Grady off the handle. Going to be picked up there by 15, Bo Brandon. I'm going to call a timeout in a hurry. Coach and Skyock is going to call the timeout. What happened to this game is in part being brought to you at the Floor Store. Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. You can stop by, look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. They find that shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required. Our Jet East on State Road 28. It's beyond the car dealership. The Floor Store located 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. He wrote a different name. It's in Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when they can, to also support your choices, your decisions. Floor Store in Tipton. 65-675-2230. Brought in. Backcourt. Brought in by Mullins in front of the Elwood bench. Going to work it back and forth right there. 15, Bo Brandon. Xavier Davenport. Looking to break the 10-second line. They will. They'll get it down low off the glass. Right-handed layup. Left side of the glass is good. That's number 30, James Ward. Elwood. 24-15. Under a minute, 55 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Jackson Money. Bounce pass right side. Nolan Swan. And he's stolen from the backside. Going to go up. Right up right side, credit the bucket, number 5, Jaden Mullins. 24-17, Devils by 7. 6 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court, Nolan Swan. To pass it down low, we go on further down low, off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Shoot 2, Landon Spidell. Spidell, up off the glass, absorbs the foul, he'll shoot 2. We have a sub check in after the first shot for Elwood. Some perspiration on the floor right there. You know these guys are sweating, probably even since the pregame. 29.8 seconds left. Kenneth Spidell at the free throw line is shooting 62%. Stripe, he's 13 for 21. Ready to shoot, but they're still stopping up some inspiration there, getting some good help from number 5, Jaden Mullins. Mullins getting his shoes squeaky clean. Good grip on this floor. That's the key to basketball, getting good traction. The gym floor. So two shots right here for Landon Spidell. First shot up and good. Ball game for Elwood is number 24, Braden Etchison. Braden Etchison is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. The breather to number 5, Jaden Mullins, the junior. Second shot, Landon Spidell, also good. 26-17. Working from the backcourt. James Ward in the front court. Dribble. 22 seconds left. Outside arc, 22, Jackson Blackford. Now outside, Xavier Davenport back to Blackford. Hey, outside. Started there by Jackson Money. 12 seconds left. Dribble in. Going to hand off Xavier Davenport. He's going to dribble the lane. High dribble. Try to pass it out. It's stolen by Landon Spidell. 4 seconds. Cover at half court. Tripped up. No foul. As the buzzer wouldn't go, and it wasn't going to count. Behind the red on the backboard. We'll go to a halftime break. Great 10-minute intermission. At halftime, the Tipton Blue Devils, 26. The Elwood Panthers, 17. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Pizza Stokes Bear. Pizza Stokes Bear, Century 21. The state agent, the state broker. Looking for that enthusiastic state agent. Lisa. Pizza Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years. Experience while serving clients the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa lift and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Rely on Lee Stokes Bear, District 21, Chiefs Company, 317-513-0086. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts at CarQuest Auto Parts. In Cicero at 1110 Food Street, right there at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and you can reach them by telephone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store. Works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll talk a little bit right now about the Hoosier Conference. Things happening involving the Hoosier Conference. 19 this year in the Hoosier Conference. Basketball sectional. Tonight, Tuesday, February 26th, are three games on the agenda tonight. Western Panthers, the Twin Lake Indians. That game also started at 7 p.m. They're playing that sectional at Frankfort. Central Catholic Knights, the Central Catholic Knights going against Sneaker, the Patriots. That game started at 6 o'clock. That's at Lafayette Central Catholic sectional. The Tipton Blue Devils and the Elwood Panthers at halftime. 26-17, Blue Devils by 9 at the half. I mentioned that's a 7 p.m. start also right here at Tipton. Tomorrow night on Wednesday, February 28th, two games in the Hoosier Conference. This game is going to feature two Hoosier Conference opponents, both from the West Division, the Central Bison, the West Lafayette Red Devils. Play that game at 6 o'clock, Frankfort. Tomorrow night, and then the Big Cat tomorrow night at Frankfort. We'll feature the Frankfort Hot Dogs and the Rensselaer Central Bombers. That'll be the 7:30 contest. Then on Friday night, the teams in the Hoosier Conference from the East Division got the opening round bye. They made it all the way through. They play in the semifinals Friday night, March the 1st. 6 o'clock ball game at Mississinawa feature the Northwestern Tigers. They will either play Mississinawa Indians or the Belmont Braves. Their opponent, two teams, will find out who's going to go against Northwestern. It's 6 o'clock at Mississinawa on Friday night. Then also on Friday night, the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They drew the bye. They'll play Friday night at 6 o'clock at Newcastle High School. For either plays the Centerville Bulldogs or the Yorktown Tigers. DM Game 1 at Newcastle on Friday night. Now we'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference. Tonight there's three games on the agenda. The 27th, Tuesday, Mississinawa Braves. Let's take that back. Mississinawa Indians, Belmont Braves, and at 7 o'clock at Mississinawa. This game here, the agenda, Tipton Blue Devils, Elwood Panthers. 7 o'clock ball game here at Tipton. Halftime, 5:18 left on the intermission clock. 26-17, Tipton in front. And we'll also mention third game here tonight, 27th, Winchester. Golden Falcons at the Alexandria Tigers. It was a 6 o'clock ball game at Alexandria Sectional. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, February 28th, Tahlequah Braves against the Oak Hill and Eagles. 6 o'clock ball game at Mississinawa. Then the 7:30 ball game tomorrow night at Newcastle. The Franklin Eagles against the Delta Eagles. Sure, the Eagles will win the ball game. Pun intended. We'll also mention Taylor Titans tomorrow night go against the Blackford Bruins. Be right here tipped in high school. That'll be the 6 o'clock game. The 7:30 ball game tomorrow night here at Tipton featured the Madison Grant Argyles and the Eastbrook Panthers. So that's how they'll play out of these different conferences. Hoosier Conference, Central Indiana Conference. Tomorrow night, as mentioned, Taylor Blackwood will play at 6 o'clock. Madison Grant and Eastbrook at 7:30. Two winners of tomorrow night's game come back on Friday night, March the 1st. The 7:30 contest. Winner of tonight's ball game, Tipton Elwood, play Friday night. They'll go against the team that five. That's the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets are going to play on Friday night, their first ball game. They'll play in the semifinal. And the final game will be on Saturday, March the 2nd, 7:30 start time, March the 2nd. Both to mention the Wood Panthers back out on the floor. And we'll also mention a little bit about what final poll, Class 2A Associated Press poll. So what Baxter. He's actually one of the best fans I can think of. Loves sports. I see him across the gym floor right here. Get me these final poll right here. And these were tabulated recently. More recent than what I had to read prior to him sending me these. I'll let you know, Class 2A, final poll, top 10, Associated Press. Number one, Downtown Central Braves, 21-4. For number two last week, so they jumped up a spot. They are also number eight, the overall poll, state of Indiana. But number two this week, Wapahani Raiders. Wapahani Raiders are 20-2. They were three last week. They jumped up another notch. They're at number two, Wapahani Raiders. Play tomorrow night, Alexandria, 30 contest, do battle with the LaPel Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, coming team, they're 18-5. I think I'm going to go watch that game. I'll also mention that number three are the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, they dropped a couple of spots to number three from number one a week ago, 21-2. Are also number 14 in the overall poll, classes included, state of Indiana. Number four is Providence. Providence Pioneers are 16-3, put at number four. Number five, Fort Wayne Lures Knights, 18-5, say put at number five. Number six, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves, 18-6. Jumped up a spot from a week ago. They were number seven. Number seven is Southwestern. Western, they're 20-3. They jumped up a spot from number eight a week ago. Number eight is Park Shooter Panthers, 17-5. Number nine, LaPel Bulldogs, jumped up a couple of spots. They're 18-5. Number 10 is the Hebron Hawks. The Hawks are 21-2. Last week, they were at number nine. They lost a spot. So that's the top 10 in Class 2A, Associated Press, so poll for this basketball team. The ball's going to be brought in. Ultimate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to the Elwood Panthers as the clock empties out. Abbreviate it, 9 seconds, they'll stop it. They'll put 8 minutes on there, here we go. So, going to be brought in. Backcourt, Xavier Davenport. He'll dribble through the timeline, being guarded there by Tim Quigley. Here's Davenport, back pedal dribble, he'll bring it back outside. 15, Bo Brandon. Left side, depth of basketball. Right there, that's Jackson Blackwood. Working against him is Jackson Money. Top, behind the arc. I have Jaden Mullins. He'll get the ball back. He's trying to get the ball up. He's only going to give it up to Bo Brandon. Elbow, right side. To James Ward. He'll dribble in. Working against him is Ryan Tracy off the handle. Stolen by Jackson Money. Not going coast to coast. Toss the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. He was going to bring the ball back out to pick it up. Out of bounds, last touch by Jackson Money. So Elwood brings it in from the backcourt. Toss in right there, Bo Brandon. Xavier Davenport back to Jade Mullins. Pass to the front court. Bo Brandon. The foul pass stolen. Top of the key. And Tracy goes off the glass, and he'll be fouled. He'll get the bucket. He'll shoot one more. So a steal, the top of the key in the backcourt. Ryan Tracy goes the distance off the glass, earns a foul, and gets the bucket. 7 left, 28-17. We're in the third quarter. Ryan Tracy, shot up and good. 3-point play for Tracy. Tracy shooting 77%. The free throw strike. It's trying to be brought in backward. Finally, James Ward gets it in. Bring it in to Axon Blackford. And they're going to stop play. Might have a little bit of blood. A timeout call. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout for Elwood. 1:04 left. We're in the third quarter. 29-17. Devils by 12. We'll also mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports, the year 2008. Happy to support education-based school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. I will mention on March 25th, first game of the season, the Blue Devils will make their way to Central Catholic High School for the first game. We'll see if that game can be played. We'll see if the weather is permitting. That's March the 25th, coming right up here in about a month or so. Ball in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football, and basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball. The Sounds are going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Brought in by Xavier Davenport. Court pressure by the Blue Devils. It'll be inbound guarded right there by the Carpenter. They'll pass it in. We're going to see the front court crossing the timeline. Jaden Mullins. Beat the press. Top to work at left side. James Ward. Piddles in will be guarded there by Tracy. Right in his grill. The bounce out of it. Back to Jaden Mullins. Step by Sam Quigley. Left side, Xavier Davenport. They'll bring it across the top of the circle. Now near the center circle. They'll get it back to Jackson Blackford. Moving it back and forth. James Ward going to be screened off. Mullins. Mullins gets the basketball out top, a couple of steps behind the arc. Back to Xavier Davenport. 29-17. Up in the front court, Davenport being guarded there by Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, and we're going to have top of the circle. Jaden Mullins, they'll work it down low. Cutting the paint right there, got the bucket. That was 22. Jackson Blackford, the most out of that 6-foot frame. 2-point bucket. For Blackford, it's 29-19, Blue Devils by 10. Let's drive the lane, Jackson Money, floater across the rim. Got it, Jackson Money also with that 6-foot frame. They steal the backcourt, Mullins passes out of it. Jackson Blackford, front court can be tipped away and stolen by Nolan Swan in the backcourt. Off the timeline, so we're going to see the opposite corner baseline. Now, Sam Quickie back to Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out, reset the offense. James Ward, he's going to pass, going to be tipped and stolen by Ward. Ward's going to dribble in the paint. A reach-in foul, and Jackson Money is going to pick up the foul. So Jackson Money picks up the personal foul. That's his second in the contest. That's one each in the half-third quarter. Starting left the bucket on the baseline, Xavier ran in Davenport. He'll bounce it in. Reverse layup would go. That was Jaden Mullins. Rebound out of there. Ryan Tracy. Front court now Jackson Money. Jackson Money off the handle. Tipped away by James Ward. Jackson thought he was fouled. Back the other direction. Behind the arc. 3-point shot would go. Jaden Mullins. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Get down low. And Tracy. Off the glass. Couldn't get it. Down with the basketball. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Elwood. It's going to be brought in right on the baseline, right in the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. 5:07 left in the third quarter. 31-19. Tosses it in. and Tracy. Corner, Noah Swan. Outside the paint. Four shots were to go for Grady Carpenter. His own board went back up and earned the foul. 5 minutes left straight up on the scoreboard. The whistle of foul on Elwood. 15, Bo Brandon. He has one in the contest. Carpenter, first shot, rims around, got it. 32-19, Devils by 13. The Carpenter shooting 64%. Kind of free throw line. He's now 68, still 68 for 106 on the season. Xavier Davenport with a bounce pass stolen. Sam Quigley off the glass, 2-point bucket for Quigley. Playing across the timeline, James Ward for 44 left. Going to get it across. Going to have to make it a hurry. He will get it to Jackson Blackford in the front court. Back out, James Ward. Free throw line, picks up the dribbles. Sam Quigley back there to guard him. We're going to left side, Jackson Blackford. Now out top, center circle. Missionary is Xavier Davenport. He can dribble, he'll dribble right. DSM is Nolan Swan. Earning the count. Still earning the, they just stopped the count for some reason, didn't know why. But we're going to baseline jumper, good. Xavier Davenport, about a 12-footer, good on the baseline. 24-21. Out top, Nolan Swan, 3-point shot, good. Couple of steps behind the arc straight away. Nolan Swan is 37-21. Tall pass to the center court. James Ward at 6'4", couldn't get it. So the Blue Devils are going to bring it in from the backcourt. Going to bring it for Elwood is number 10, Xavier Davenport. Back in the ballgame for him is 13, Cam Gallegos, for sophomore. The front court, Grady Carpenter. Pass in free throw line, Jackson Money. Jump shot, wouldn't go. For the board, got it. Ryan Tracy keeps it alive. The Swan back to Tracy from the corner. 3-point shot rims out. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. They're going to absorb a foul. Jackson Blackford and Bo Brandon chasing that rebound down. Well, that foul's going to be whistled on 22, Jackson Blackford. He had three ball games, 3:33 left. Quarter, 37-21. Driving the lane, stopping, popping a shot, couldn't get it. The Carpenter tries to tip in, wouldn't get it. Tip back out, Sam Quigley. Plus one, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Now Jackson Money, back to Nolan. But working down low, off the glass, 2-point bucket. Is good, Grady Carpenter, 2. 3:08. Going to be steal in the backcourt. Nolan Swan tipped away. Couldn't get the 2-point shot from the baseline. Front court. James Ward in the paint. A jump shot outside the paint. Shot would go. Rebound. Jackson Money. Front court. He's going to lead the pack. Going to go up off the glass. Couldn't get the shot. That ball was deflected. Goes out of bounds. Last touch. Elwood. Blue Devils going to bring in left of the bucket on their own baseline. Grady Carpenter, we're going to see a sub back in the game. Digital starter, number 10, Xavier Davenport, senior. Taking a breather is 13, Cam Gallegos. Ball brought in, Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, some money into Grady. Grady shot, the paint wouldn't go. Got his own board, they call foul. That was going to get the ball out of bounds. Grady went back up. So his arms extended for that 6'6" frame. Comes down with a lot of rebounds. 2:46 left. A foul whistle. This Bo Brandon, he has two. That's four. A quarter on Elwood. Jump shot, baseline. He gets to go. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Jackson Money going to shoot two. That's the fifth foul here in the quarter on Elwood. Devils will shoot common fouls the rest of the way with 2:45 left in the third. Shot up, rims around, got it. Jackson Money. Some money on the season, shooting 76%. Now 29 for 38 on the season. Second shot up, also good. 41-21. Blue Devils by 20. We'll see him in the backcourt. And we're going to call the timeline. Jackson Blackford picks it up in the backcourt. Again, they're not going to get it across. It's going to be a 10-second violation. They couldn't get it across the timeline. Devils making it difficult. for the Devils to get the ball back. 2:34 left. They'll bring it in right there in front of Coach Hawkins. We're to the front court. Off the glass, two-point shot. Here we go for Nolan Swan. Rebound. Beaton Mullins to the front court. Xavier Davenport. Davenport near the center circle. To the right side, well behind the arc. 22, Jackson Blackford lost the handle. Stolen by Grady Carpenter. Left-handed layup wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. And Tracy, the follow-up. 43-21. Blue Devils ball's going to go out of bounds, trying to beat the press again. Jackson Blackford. Devils making it difficult in the backcourt. It's going to belong to Tipton. Swan going to toss it in, sliding in the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. Kick in the front court, James Ward. To the right side, Sam Quickie. Free throw line, Jackson Money. Point shot behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Shot when to go, ball front four, rebound, Sam Quigley. He'll bounce pass down low in the paint, Nolan Swan. 5-for-2. Working the press again, and there's going to be a foul whistled in the backcourt. Sam Quigley. Got that hand in there, they call the foul. So Sam Quigley going to pick up his I think that's one in the ball game that I got to put on the board. We'll look for it. A second foul here in the third quarter on Tipton. 1:40 on the game clock. To the front court of the basketball, Jackson Blackford. They get it back to Mullins. Mullins retains possession. They go to the corner. Be a blocking foul, trying to cut him off at the pass. Baseline. Ryan Tracy pick up that foul. And yes, Sam Quigley has one foul here in the contest. So Ryan Tracy going to check out. He'll take a breather. He's got one. Ball game again for Tipton. Junior athlete, 21, Landon Spidell. Brought in, left the bucket on the baseline. Xavier Davenport trying to get it in. Tipped out of bounds. Hands by Nolan Swan. Well, inbounded again right there in front of the Elwood bench. Guarded on the inbound by Sam Quigley. He'll bounce it in. James Ward picked up there by Landon Spidell. Top of the basketball, 15, Bo Brandon. Now back out center circle, Xavier Davenport. Left side behind the arc, James Ward picked up there. As mentioned by Landon Spidell in the paint. Spin move off the glass, they're going to call a foul. They're going to give him two shots. Thought that foul was on the floor. They're going to whistle a foul on Sam Quigley. Quigley going to pick up his second foul in the contest. The official put two fingers up as if they were going to shoot two foul shots. Not sure. They are going to allow two shots. Everybody and their brother thought it was an out-of-bounds type of foul. Nope. Going to let him shoot. It's going to be number 15 for Elwood. Bo Brandon, he'll shoot two. Second foul in the ball game for Sam Quigley. They're still sopping up some perspiration. And why you wouldn't want to hit a slick spot, especially when you couldn't see it. Your feet out from under you could prove bad. So 1:12 left here in the third quarter. 5, Elwood 21. Foul's line is number 15, Bo Brandon for Elwood. First shot up and good. Bo Brandon shoots a good free throw percentage. Halfway through the season, he was at 82%. 18 for 17. He gets the first one here, and having Hair back in the ballgame. More tip than he's low man on the block. Right side. Second shot, rims off, would go, rebound, Grady Carpenter. We're going to bring it to the timeline. Picked up at half court. James Ward, he'll pass by him. The corner with it, Jackson Money, he'll dribble in, elbow, left side. Court pass, Grady Carpenter, cross court skip. Nolan Swan, three-point shot. Good, right in front of the Tipton Spirit section. The 8-22. We steal the backcourt, Blue Devils come up with it. Nolan Swan gets the bucket. Off roll, off the glass, off the rim, goes in. Get one more, we're going to whistle this foul on Elwood. 47 seconds left in the ball game for Elwood. It's going to be number 24, Braden Etchison. Taking a breather for Elwood is number 30, James Ward. That foul whistle on Elwood. Mullins, he had three. point play is good for Nolan Swan. He won 22 in the backcourt. Full court pressure, 42 seconds left. Jackson Blackford on the dribble. Picked there by Nolan Swan. Xavier Davenport trying to get across the timeline in 10-second violation. Called once again. Devils will have it. Their front court is going to be triggered in by number 4, Gavin Hare. Let's do backcourt, Grady Carpenter. 32 seconds left. In the front court, Carpenter. Dribble in. They go to the corner, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot. Good. Right corner baseline this time for 3 for Swan. 54-32. We're going to see the front court. Mullen. Jay Mullen's going to pass it down low off the glass. 1 shot going to go. Mullen with the follow. Couldn't get it. Nolan Swan. 10 seconds. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Off the glass. Got a friendly roll. Left-handed layup for Carpenter. 56-22. Down at the buzzer, wouldn't go. Half-court shot for Mullins. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, Tipton Blue Devils, 6. Elwood Panthers, 22. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking that dependable moving truck rental company, high quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. We're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. Located 1708 Street. Call them at 317-173-300. And their number is 317-73-4800. The 26-foot box truck. Available. Truck with a Tommy lift. Sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find Dirk. Dirk will escort you around the lot. He'll help you a whole lot. He'll be brought in. The possession error gives it to Tipton. To the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Dribbling and dribbling inside the point line, outside the arc. He'll work back Jackson Money. Now Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble being guarded there by Jaden Mullen. To Grady, double team, he'll pick up the dribble. Point shot outside the arc, good. Right elbow extended, that's Jackson Money, his first 3 in the contest. The 9-22, working in the front court, outside the 3-point line. Jump shot good from the baseline. That's 22, Jackson Blackford for 2. And 20 left. Fourth quarter, and dribble in. Grady Carpenter gets it back to Nolan Swan into Grady. In the paint, shot would go. For the board, picked up by Jaden Mullins. To whistle a foul during the rebound. They're going to whistle a foul on 24. Going to whistle this on Graydon Etchison. Graydon Etchison with his first foul. Going to give it back to Tipton. And the arc, 3-point shot. Jackson Money rims off. Go, long rebound. Jaden Mullins for Elwood. Bring it to the timeline. Be picked up at half court. At top of the circle, it'd be picked up by Gavin Hare. We're going to the corner. Xavier Davenport. He gets rid of it. A 2, Jackson Blackford. Gives the ball up to Graydon Etchison. Graydon Etchison, 6-foot sophomore. Pretty good ball handler. Back low. We're going to down low to Mullins. Take it back out. Xavier Davenport, 3-point shot, would go. Rebound, Nolan Swan to the front court. The paint off the glass, got the bucket. Landon Spidell with a half-court pass on a dime from Grady Carpenter. Going with the wrist foul on Elwood, 15, Bo Brandon. 61-24, couple going to check in for Elwood. In the ball game, 34, Caden Sullivan, 6-foot senior. To win the ball game for Elwood, 12 Isaac Cassis, 5'6" team. One play wouldn't go for Landon Spidell. Rebound, Cassis at 5'6". Fish it off, Jay Mullins across the timeline. Looks at left side. Side the arc on the dribble now is Jackson Blackford. Out top, 3-point shot, good. right in the ball game and right in the scoring column, give him 3 points. That's number 34, Caden Sullivan. Halfway through the season, shooting 33%. Three-point lane, long three-point shot. Blue Devil front court by Nolan Swan. Wouldn't go. Devil's going to check in, substitute. See Nolan Swan take a breather. Evan Hare going to check back in the ballgame. Doing the ballgame for Tipton is 15. Drake Johnson, a 5'10 senior. And Spidell going to take a breather. Ballgame for Tipton, number 2, Peyton Aller. It's 1 freshman. Also, ballgame is 5. 5 Grayson McFall for Tipton. Foot 8. Look at out top. Jackson Blackford going to launch a 3. Long off the rim. Ready to go. Ball fought for. Set by James Ward. Back up off the glass. Got the bucket. He might have earned a foul there. No call. But he'll get the 2. James Ward for 2. 61-29. Was in the front court. 20. Nick Nasser on the dribble. Left side. Johnson. Behind the arc. Gavin Hare for 3. Rims off. Would go. Back down in the corner by James Ward of Elwood. Get the point guard number 12, Isaac Cassis. 6 senior. The timeline. Dribble, we're going to get him, Nick Nasser. Good matchup. Outside the arc again, right here, he'll pass off this time. 34, Caden Sullivan. From the Elwood Panthers. 3-point shot. Down at Elwood. 61-32. Behind the arc, he's going to dribble in. Side arc, Drake Johnson, now left side, Gavin Hare, back to Nasser. Now he'll pass it right side, just pass to Aller. To Gavin, back to Aller from the corner. 3-point shot is good. Freshman athlete, 1, Peyton Aller, to 3. Timeout on the floor. 3:24 left. Second timeout, 64-32. Doubles in front, we'll mention. Game is in part brought to you by Scripps Fishers. Fishers.com. 2 locations. One is in Fishers, 599 116th Street. Their second location is between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. Preferred low mileage in one owner automobiles. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs. Scripps Fishers. com, F-R-I-T-Z, brought across the timeline. In the front court in the ballgame now is Jacob Bell, but sophomore, wears 42, outside Art Sullivan. Going to pick up the basketball, out top now on the dribble is Isaac Cassis. Out top, 3-point shot near the same area. Shot wouldn't go this time. I take him by Caden Sullivan, back the other direction, Nasser. And the Art, Aller for 3. Todd wouldn't go. Rebound, Sullivan. Caden Sullivan clears the board. He left here in the fourth quarter. 4:32. Blue Devils in front. Back outside. On the dribble now, he'll give it up. Jacob Bell. Jacob Bell to right side. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off. 33, Bryce Schuler. 6-foot sophomore in the ballgame for the Elwood Panthers. Crossover dribble out top. Gavin Hare will work it down low. To McFall to kick it back out. Johnson now back to Nasser. Out top, Gavin Hare. He's going to dribble in, elbow to the corner. Point shot, Johnson. I wouldn't go. Shot taken. Right there by 15. Johnson, he's now 4. Taking back 3-for-5 on the season. 2% behind the arc. The right side, Caden Sullivan. Triple threat available. He'll pass. Left side, 33, Bryce Schuler. Now back 42, Jacob Bell. Top of the basketball, Isaac Cass. Back out top, 3-point shot in the air. Rims off long, wouldn't go. I think about Elwood Panther, 33, Bryce Schuler. 6-foot sophomore. Back the other direction, Gavin Hare, 137 left. Dribble, Nasser. He's to the baseline. 4-point shot, wouldn't go for Gavin Hare. Rebound putback is good. Right at the bucket. 35. It's in the falls. Timeout on the floor. Going to be a timeout to get some subs in the ballgame. Caden Sullivan gets a good hand clap. Nailed a 3 right off the bench. Yet the second was Casey Sullivan, a 6-foot senior. And a good hand clap from the faithful here at from Elwood. Sitting right to my left in the corner baseline. Full threat available. He'll pass it inside off the glass. 2-point shot good. Credit the bucket. 42, Jacob Bell. Sophomore. Guard the basketball. Full court. Nasser with the basketball. Move. Nasser and bounce it down low. McFalls couldn't handle the bounce pass. It's out of bounds. McFalls was right there. He could have slammed it home. Freshman, he'll get better. You'll hear his name a lot in the future, I'm quite sure. Top of the basketball, it's 14. Been leveled. Been leveled in the ball game. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Go to paint. Kick it back out. 3-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go this time. That was 42, Jacob Bell. Four guys on rebound. Went back up. Couldn't get the shot to go. Now put back with the go for Braden Etchison. Devils come up with the basketball. Front court, 23 seconds left. Way out top. Full threat available. Now he'll dribble. That's Peyton Oliver. Tipped away and picked up in the front court by Johnson. Ray Johnson on the dribble. 11 seconds left. I'm going to be guarded loosely there by 42, Jacob Bell. Back to Oliver. He's standing in the center circle. That's going to empty out. 32 minutes gone by. Blue Devils get the win here in the first game of the Tipton Sectional. Tipton Blue Devils 66, Wood Panthers 34. At just one game tonight, they're going to cross in front of the scores bench. Just one game tonight. I mentioned two games tomorrow night going to be Taylor, Blackford. That'll be the 6 o'clock ball game. 30 ball games tomorrow night will be Madison, Grant, and Eastbrook. Two ball games, two winners will come back and play the 7:30 ball game on Friday, March the 1st. The Blue Devils will play first game on Friday night, 6 o'clock, versus the Eastern Comets. We do thank you for tuning in. Appreciate my wife back home, sound check. We monitored the ball game. We did drop a signal about 6 or 7 games ago, a girls' game. It was a good game. It was 37-34. There was a minute and a half left. Dropped the signal. Couldn't find it. The people that were listening weren't too happy. They had to find out later that the team they were for actually won the ball game. But anyway, we do thank you for tuning in. Talk with you next time. It'll be Friday night. 6 o'clock ball game, probably the pregame, about 5:40 p.m. We'll hope you'll tune in. Till then, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Fire burns.